Be Casey the caffeinated.
There you go.
Well, you have a lot in you then. You should be ready to go. Let's light the fuse then and get this thing started. Well, first, congratulations to you and all of the folks who made Freedom Fest such an outstanding event last Saturday down at the All Veterans Memorial, Casey.
Yeah, thanks for everybody that came out and supported that event. It's a great fundraising opportunity for a variety of different local veterans initiatives, and it was awesome to see so many people coming from such a distance to participate in that event or series of events in the Founding City of Veterans Day. We had one soldier that drove 13 hours from Louisiana to come up. We had somebody drive from St. Louis to be part of the Rock March. I think our statistics showed that over 70% of the athletic participants were from outside of Lyon County. So the fact that we drew so many people in to the area was just phenomenal, and there will be some awesome sorts of support that goes to local veterans initiatives as a result. So thanks for everybody that came out. And now we get a transition to a variety of different activities. We still have veterans banners up, yeah. But as the Christmas decorations will come up over the next few weeks, those will come down. So enjoy the great weather. Walk around and look at the different veterans banners, and we'll have some additional biographical information on their online portal. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to check that out. And then we'll transition into Small Business Saturday, which is November 25th. We'll have all sorts of different local small businesses that are participating in Small Business Saturday. That's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We, of course, encourage you to shop small and shop locally owned yes. all year long. But this is a special day set aside for that. We're still working through soldier care packages, so we had people dropping off items and cash so that we can send items to soldiers deployed overseas, and if you're interested in participating in that program, you can either stop by the Emporia Main Street office at 727 Commercial Street, or you can go online to our website, and we'll have some additional information, including a listing of some of the different things that some of our enlisted men and women like. We have a bunch of different holiday season activities that are coming up that'll be on the website, including carriage rides and the pre-sale for tickets for that that'll come online next week, and just tons of different activities. I think we'll get some sleep in January, and it'll be a blast this year.
Well, there's more equine coming in this year, right?
Ooh.
Yes, we're doubling the carriage rides because they sold out in like 20 minutes.
Got to meet the demand.
There you go. We're trying to accommodate, and it'll be great. Also, look today in the information that we'll send out through our newsletter and online. There is a brand new sort of incentive that will go out for people doing some redevelopment activities in the downtown that we've been working on for a while now with a local foundation. So great teaser there.
There you go. You're right.
But you're going to want to check that out, and we're really excited about this new program to help move the needle forward on additional redevelopment activities.
So that means we'll be in touch shortly then, Casey.
That sounds good to me.
There you go.
All right, Casey, appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Guys.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. KVOE Live in Local 57 Degrees. It is 6:54.
Make a difference in the lives and communities of the Flint Hills of Kansas. The Emporia Community Foundation is seeking to hire an Executive Director, Chief Executive Officer to serve the diverse citizens of Emporia, Lyon County, and the six.